This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, September 19th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. On this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, host Lydia Johnson speaks with Dr. John Newton, head of Terrain. He says it could still take some time for China to return to the U.S. for soybeans and other commodities.
Typically, 70% of our soybean exports to China occur between November and April. So we don't have a long runway for soybeans to ultimately move. But I do believe if we get a deal that we could see the Chinese, continue to buy our soybeans for a longer period of time and forego maybe making those purchases to Brazil. So I think there's still a tremendous opportunity ahead of us to move those soybeans if we get a deal with China.
Newton says the new soybean marketing year has started with a gloomy pitch, but he says there's still time and perhaps reason that China will come back to the U.S.
What we do know is that the stocks-to-use level on soybeans in China is very high and likely in preparation for where we are now, a potential new trade agreement. They needed a window of opportunity to negotiate. Could they survive without purchasing U.S. beans? Potentially by drawing down their stocks and then relying on that next Brazilian harvest. So it's a big risk for them to try to sit out of the U.S. market.
President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping did speak today and forged a framework deal on the video social media platform TikTok. There was apparently no mention about U.S. commodity trading. You can see the full Newsmakers program at AgriPulse.com. Well, members of the Organic Trade Association celebrated Organic this week in Washington. OTA's Savannah Yang says the U.S. organic industry needs help from import fraud.
We have heard from several sectors of our members that fraudulent imports from foreign countries, particularly the imports of feedstuffs from parts of the world like West Africa, are found once they arrive on our shores to not truly be organic. And at OTA, our mission, our goal is to strengthen and protect the integrity of the organic seal. And so we want to fight fraud wherever we see that this is an issue, but we also want to bolster U.S.-based production of these ag products. We want to help our American farmers and ranchers and businesses win.
Yang says the fraudulent imports are displacing domestic opportunities.
The fact is we have farmers, large-scale operations that is growing organic soy, organic corn, and they can't compete right now with these foreign imports that they purport to be organic, but then are later not to be found to be organic. And this not only hurts consumers and really hurts the integrity of the organic seal, but it hurts these farmers who aren't able to find a market for their products.
Yang says the integrity of the organic seal with consumers must be protected.
Without trust in the organic seal, then all the conversations are moot because consumers oftentimes pay a premium for organic compared to their conventional counterparts. So if they can't trust that what they're buying is actually organic, then they're not going to pay that premium.
Yang says OTA wants to see government investment opportunities in domestic organic production.
In tandem with that bill is the Domestic Organic Market Expansion Bill, or DOME, which would increase opportunities for these farmers, ranchers, and producers to ramp up infrastructure, ramp up production. And this bill builds on the success of the Organic Market Development Grant Program that was introduced in the last administration that allocated money for farmers, ranchers, producers to bolster the infrastructure, to buy equipment, and do things that really strengthens domestic supply chains.
Organic food demand is growing at double the pace of traditional food. Yang says that's reason enough for Washington to invest in organic. Details on these and other stories available now at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.